Welcome back to Etsy and Beyond. For today's episode, we will be hearing from Kirsty, who's going to tell you what she learned selling on Etsy in the last 10 years. This is specifically a story about failure. So what does it take? Why do people fail? How can you get out of that failure? And what was her experience? So let's dive in and hear from Kirsty now.
Hi Jenny, it's Kirsty from Kirsty Rice Art. I wanted to answer the question, what's something you failed at on Etsy? What did you do after that failure? So I started my Etsy shop in 2010, which was 11 years ago now. I was going to say 10, but it is 2021. 11 years ago now, I started on Etsy making jewellery, a mix of beaded jewellery and clay jewellery that I made by hand. It was all one-of-a-kind items. I had no idea what I was doing. I just thought, this is popular, I can make some money. And I didn't, of course. I tried for about a year or so. I did craft fairs locally. I sold on Etsy. I paid through the nose for courses on business and things that just didn't help because I wasn't in the right place. I didn't have the passion for it. And it was so time-consuming because everything was one-of-a-kind. So I gave that up for quite a while, keeping my shop open, but probably not having many listings in it. And then moved on to photography and art because I had spent a lot of time doing the jewellery and taking on product photography and then ended up getting into enjoying the photography part of it more. So I ended up doing photography and art, a shop like that, and that had more gothic and dark prints, more grungy. So that's quite a niche market. There isn't a lot of people looking for that on Etsy. And so I spent another couple of years wondering how I could market that more successfully and how I could bring that to more people and make myself more successful. And after joining the tribe, speaking to Chris, I've moved on to cards, having my own spin on it, not just doing sort of generic shop-bought cards. Making things that are so bespoke and that speak to people has really helped me, and I'm seeing a lot more traffic and a lot more sales through that as well. Really, really finding it hard to give up on the art side of it and the photography side of it. So I have both in my shop at the moment, but the cards have really taken off. So I think that you can fail over and over again if you don't know the markets, if you're just making for yourself or if you're making for what you think people will like. But if you actually take the time to do the research and to talk to people who know how to analyse these things and find out what people actually want, then it makes it a lot more easier to sort of get the general area of products where you can be successful. Thanks, Jenny.
Okay, I have said it before and I will say it again. Being stubborn is literally the only way you're going to stay in business. And Kirsty's story is such a good illustration of how that actually works in real life. So many people are like, oh, I don't know how many times I want to do this. If it doesn't succeed by August, I'm going to give up. And you know what? Unless you truly want to give up and you don't want to do this anymore, in which case don't wait till August, just stop now. Like, come on, be real with yourself. There's really no reason to set these sort of pie in the sky boundaries for your business. You're just going to have to come at it from every direction and try it from every direction. And honestly, the simplest way to make sales online is to just sell something that is super popular. This is so common that people are like, I have to reinvent the wheel. I have to do something new. I have to innovate. No, you don't. Not for your first business, not for your first try. Everyone I know has literally tried to start a business 3 to 5 times before they succeed. For me, it was 4. So I had three businesses before this one, and none of them succeeded. Three attempts. So this is so common. And it was me just coming at the problem from different angles. You know, at first I thought I wanted to be a contractor, and that didn't work out because I didn't like having my hours dictated for me. I didn't like working 80 hours a week. I wanted to make websites after that. And yes, I'm really good at that, but I didn't like going with clients' designs. I like designing things the way I wanted to design them. Basically, I'm extremely picky and unemployable for that reason. But Etsy was perfect for that because I got to be super picky, do what I wanted to do, put it out there, and people who responded to it bought it. But I didn't reinvent the wheel, right? I had tried to reinvent the wheel for my previous businesses, try to figure out new ways to repackage an old product. But when it came to Etsy, it was like, I just needed to keep it simple. Art prints, mugs, home decor, things that have been selling since people have had homes, you know? I didn't need to make it complicated. And I think Kirsty found some of the same things because she went some really remote directions with her product. And I have no issue with you putting your own spin on a really common product. So Kirsty did gothic art, and those gothic cards, as a result, are doing really well. She kind of had to stumble around in the dark and find her path to make things work. But it's that stumbling around in the dark process that teaches you a lot about your customer and what needs to happen. You can speed it up by trying a lot more of your ideas at once. So instead of having to wait a really long time, you can try things at once. Kirsty said she's really having a hard time letting go of the art prints and the other things that she did in her shop, so she keeps them in there. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people would separate that out into a different shop, but that's really your decision as the business owner. I like to separate things out so I can clearly see what's performing where and how, but there's nothing that I've seen create better results for sellers than just outright experimenting your cute little butt off. Try your designs on all kinds of different things. Kirsty may very well have just taken those exact designs on the art prints and put them on cards and added some words, you know? So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Try things in different ways. Popular products are always going to sell. I know you might feel like a sellout when you're doing that, but the reality is if you're putting your own spin on that and you're not just copying what other people are doing verbatim, then you're not a sellout. You're an artist trying new things. And over time, you'll evolve and be able to innovate even further. There's a great phrase that I really like that a lot of people take the wrong way. And it goes, imitate before you innovate. And a lot of Etsy sellers take that as, okay, well, I'll just rip this right off. Exactly. And then I'll innovate later. No. That's not what it means. Imitate before you innovate means take something that works, create your own version. That's your invitation. Then as you start to learn how it's working for you and why people are coming to you, because they are coming to you for a specific reason that your competitors are not doing. Once you figure that out, then you can innovate. That was for me going even more sarcastic, going the direction of being extreme because everybody sells home decor. And for me, it was my sarcasm, my sense of humor, and the fact that I refused to put a basic bitch live life love phrase on my artwork. No shade if you like that. That was just not for me. And my customers felt that way too, right? So this is the sort of thing you will learn over time. Remember that going with things that are popular can often help you. And one popular thing might work for you while another doesn't. I mean, Kirsty selling art prints, those are popular. They did not work for her. Greeting cards did. It's all about trying your designs on different things, seeing where they work. You might find that those gothic designs feel incredibly cool on t-shirts right now, especially with that witchy fashion that's really going on. Take some of those gothic designs and elements and turn them into t-shirts and sleeveless shirts and hangy clothes that certain stylish people are loving right now, that witchy fashion moment where it's kind of grungy. You can take advantage of those things, and those designs would go really well on that kind of streetwear. So you just sort of have to try things, experiment, think about it, think about where you've seen things before. The way that I love to innovate is by combining two things. So I can take two things that are very popular and combine them into one and create my own innovative product. So a great example of that would be, okay, I'm going to take a super popular niche like jewelry And I'm going to turn it into something that I like, which is not girly and gold and sparkly, but dark and grungy and kind of fun and sort of feels like it's already gritty. For me, that is like darker jewelry with different shapes, different sayings. Maybe it's really delicate because that's really popular right now, or maybe it's not. And you know what? This is something I've been thinking for years, like, why is jewelry so girly? I kind of want less feminine jewelry. I would regularly buy jewelry in the men's department because that is just who I am. But now it's becoming really popular. I'm seeing it everywhere. And I'm like, look at that. There were people out there that felt the same way I did, and nobody thought to combine these together. Now they are. And I'm seeing Google black jewelry. It's exploding right now, for real. So these are the sort of things you want to think about if you're struggling with how you should be stubborn or how you can go about it, or your products just aren't selling the way you would expect. You just need to keep coming at that problem from every different direction possible. So I hope this episode helped you. Thank you so much to Kiersey for recording this story for us. Talking about a fail is not always easy, and it can be really nice to just sweep it under the rug and pretend it never happened. But the fact that she was willing to come forward and tell us the story really means a lot to me, and I hope it helps you out there listening. Thank you so much. But now, because she went some really remote directions with her products, she went, and I have, so Kiersey did, toodaloo.